今天为大家带来的是可有4857-6921点播的这一首 It's okay if you forget me。 各位好，欢迎收听本期的可可听歌学英语，我是琳达。这首歌来自于挪威流行女歌手 Astrid S。 I don't feel sorry for myself. Wouldn't get jealous if you're happy. It's okay if you forget me. 分手之后最好的状态其实就是这三个字，祝安好。感情的事本来就没有对错，有的只是爱与不爱。爱的时候咱们好好珍惜，不爱了就体面分手，这是对感情最好的尊重。好，接下来咱们就一起去听听这首 It's okay if you forget me。
And I wait till the feeling hits. Maybe I just haven't let it sink in. For 3 years we were living together. Held me like you'd hold me forever. Didn't think that heartbreak would feel like this. From everything to nothing at all. From every day to never at all. And everyone says that I should be sad. Is it normal that I don't feel sorry for myself? Care if your hands touch somebody else. Wouldn't get jealous if you're happy. It's okay if you forget me. I don't feel empty now that you're gone. It's not me, it didn't mean nothing at all. But I'll tell you what the worst is. It's the way it doesn't hurt when I wish it did. Patience is the thing that I learned from you. That some things can feel wrong even though they're true. Went through all the hard times together. Kept me calm when I'd lose my temper. I'm just really grateful that I had you. From everything to nothing at all. Every day to never at all. And everyone says that I should be sad. Is it normal that I don't feel sorry for myself? Care if your hands touch somebody else. Wouldn't get jealous if you're happy. It's okay if you forget me. I don't feel empty now that you're gone. Just not mean it didn't mean nothing at all. And I'll tell you what the worst is. It's the way it doesn't hurt when I wish it did. I wish it did.Nothing at all. From every day to never at all. And everyone says that I should be sad. Is it normal that I don't feel sorry for myself? Care if your hands touch somebody else. Wouldn't get jealous if you're happy. It's okay if you forget me. I don't feel empty now that you're gone. Just not mean it didn't mean nothing at all. And I'll tell you what the worst is. It's the wayIt doesn't hurt when I wish it did. I wish it did.
音乐之后欢迎回来，感谢可有4857-6921推荐这一首忘记我也没有关系。这首歌在某种程度上它是能够起到治愈作用的，如果你的心里够善良够强大，分手之后呢，你一定会像这首歌唱的那样祝福对方安好幸福。好了，接下来咱们学英语吧，听一句歌词。 I'll tell you what the worst is. It's the way it doesn't hurt when I wish it did. 我们来看一下 worst 这个单词啊，它是 bad 和 badly 的最高级，所以它作为形容词呢，有一个意思就是最坏的。我们来看几个例句。 It is by far the worst speech he has ever made. 这是他迄今发表过的最差的一个演讲啊。What she said confirmed my worst fears. 他的话证实了我最担心的事情。注意一下这个 confirmed 在这个地方的用法，证实了，确定了，确认了。What's the worst thing that could happen? 情况最坏又会怎么样呢？情况最坏的时候会发生什么呢？ What's the worst thing that could happen? 好，接着我们看几个跟这个 worst 相关的短语或者句子啊。比如说第一个， If worst comes to worst， 如果发生最坏的情况，如果发生最坏的情况，你看一下， If worst comes to worst， 来听一下例句。 If the worst comes to the worst， I guess I can always ring Emma。万一发生最坏的情况，我想我总是可以给 Emma 打电话的。那注意一下这个 if worst comes to worst， 那我们可以在前面给它加上这个定冠词 the。 再听 if the worst comes to the worst， we'll just have to sell the house。 如果最坏的事情发生，我们就只好把房子卖掉。 if worst comes to worst， if the worst comes to worst， 表示如果发生最坏的情况，请大家记一下。好，接下来第二个短语 at one's worst， 在某人通常是指这个心情啊或者境况最糟糕的时候 at one's worst。 比如说 This was their mother at her worst. Her voice was strident. She was ready to be angry at anyone. 这是他们的母亲情绪最坏的时候，她说话咄咄逼人，随时呢会对任何人发火。This was their mother at her worst. Her voice was strident. She was ready to be angry at anyone. 我们继续往下看。我们还有就是比较简单的短语叫 at worst. At worst 或者 at the worst. 比如 At best, she would be an invalid. At worst, she would die. 往好里面说，她会落下残疾。往坏处说，可能会有生命危险，可能会生命不保。At best, she would be an invalid. At worst, she would die. 那注意一下例句当中这个 invalid， 你是不是看得有点眼熟，对吧？它其实就是我们熟悉的那个 invalid。invalid 是表示无效的，对不对？那 invalid 读音是 invalid， 形容词表示无效的。当它的读音变成了 invalid。它就是名词，表示病人、残疾人的意思。再接下来听这个 at the worst 短语用法。At the very worst, he'll have to pay a fine. 最坏的情况就是他得交罚款。At the very worst, he'll have to pay a fine. 好，我们再来看下一个短语。Get the worst of it. Get the worst of it 表示遭遇失败，吃败仗。He was in a fight and obviously got the worst of it.他打架了，而且显然是大败而归呀，被人给揍了。He was in a fight and obviously got the worst of it. 注意一下这个 obviously， 它是副词，表示明显的、显然的。啊，再听一个短语啊 ，do your worst， do your worst 表示进行最大破坏或者使尽最坏的招数。听句子哦。Let them do their worst. We'll fight them every inch of the way. 随便他们做什么坏事儿吧，他们尽管使出最坏的招数吧，最厉害的招数吧，我们一定会和他们拼到底的。那注意一下例句当中出现这个短语 every inch of the way 是表示抗争到底，这条路上的每一英寸就是抗争到底的意思啊。再来看最后一个单元 Bring out the worst in somebody， 使某人、显露出了最坏的一面，就是原形毕露，或者使表现出最坏的品质。 Bring out the worst in somebody， 这个时候啊 worst 它其实就是一个名词性质的东西，表示最坏的东西，最坏的品质，最坏的一面。听一下例句啊。Pressure can bring out the worst in people. 压力可以使人现出原形，压力可能就是可以使人、展露出最坏的一面。Pressure can bring out the worst in people. 那人会在什么情况下原形毕露？除了这个刚刚例句当中除了压力之外，我觉得在生气的时候也会失去理智和控制，以及掩饰自己的能力啊。所以 生气的时候也能够看出一个人的自制力和他这个真正的素质的。但是又有多少人能够真正的做到云淡风轻呢，就是淡然面对一切呢？好了，说多了，今天的节目呢就到此为止了，感谢大家的收听和陪伴。我们今天分享的一个单词是 worst， 大家都学会了吗？我是 Linda， 爱你们，我们下期节目见。Wouldn't get jealous if you're happy. It's okay if you forget me.